Sunday night, one of the most accomplished musical ensembles in the world will take the stage at Walton Arts Center. The Chieftains have been playing together in some form for nearly 50 years, and over that time have acquired 6 Grammy Awards, played on the Great Wall of China, become the first band invited to play inside the U.S. Capitol, met the Pope, and have had instruments of theirs taken into space by NASA. And that's a partial list of their accomplishments. For the entire tenure, the leading force of the Chieftains has been Paddy Maloney, the founder of the band.
Paddy here, and looking forward very much to our little visit down there to see you all, and I'm sure we'll be able to come up with the Arkansas Traveler, which is one of the great tunes that we recorded, and we have a special guy who sings that song. He works, he plays and sings with Vince Gill and Lyle Lovett. His name is Jeff White.
Paddy Maloney is a force of nature. On stage or on the telephone, his enthusiasm for music is evident and contagious. The Chieftains have played live or recorded with scores of musicians, from Nancy Griffith to Van Morrison to Sting to Mick Jagger.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. Just a few at the scene, and they all did agree that the man who ran looked a lot like me.
After all this time, the Chieftains' most recent album, San Patricio, may be their most adventurous yet. It's inspired by a group of Irish and German immigrants who left the United States Army during this country's war with Mexico and fought with the Mexican armies. Paddy Maloney and guitarist Ry Cooter became fascinated with this little-known chapter of history and began seeking out musicians in Mexico, Ireland, and other parts of the world to record traditional and original songs dedicated to the time and the events. Paddy Maloney says some of the songs from that album will be part of the show Sunday night in Fayetteville.
We'd certainly be doing the March to Battle, which off the album, which Liam Neeson did a bit of narration on. And it was a tune that during the 2 years it took me to put that album together, I kept adding to it all the time. There's about 100 people playing on that particular track now. And it was a great joy to go down to Mexico and visit and record these people, and also to come across and be introduced to other great musicians. And while I was there, like, for instance, the Folklorists, a group called the Folklorists, and they go back and they play this music that goes back, like ourselves, goes back hundreds of years.
As they did last time the Chieftains played at Walton Arts Center, there will be local musicians and pipers performing on stage with them. Longtime fans of the band will be delighted to hear many of the favorites of the Chieftains' repertoire during the concert.
And dancers. I mean, I haven't mentioned the dancers to you yet, but we've got two guys called John and Nathan Pilatsky, and they're from Canada, and they do a style of dancing called the Ottawa Valley style of dancing, and it's quite wild stuff now. It's not the straight-laced stuff, you know, hands down by the sides. They're all over the place, these guys, you know. And they're just absolutely wonderful. And John is a master fiddle player who'll be playing with us as well for the whole evening.
Paddy Maloney will turn 73 this year, and next year the band will mark 50 years of performances. But Paddy is not slowing down at all.
You know, 6 or 7 years ago, we all sat down and said, okay, we'll pull back, you know, take things a little easier. But there's no let up, you know. It's always go, 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 you know. And even the day before I left Ireland, I was dragged into the studio because there was a man who wrote a piece for Nelson Mandela, a sweet symphonic one too, brilliant. But Nelson always loved the Irish jigs, and he used to get up and dance his kind of African sort of dancing, you know. And so John Hughes asked if I would put together, so I composed a piece called The Troublemaker's Jig, because his middle name was Troublemaker. This is Nelson Mandela now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's strange, like yesterday they were talking about, you know, it was what, 30 years since he got out of prison and that, you know. And I did put together this piece, and it sounds great, and it's an Irish jig, and it's a jig, new jig, and it's called the Troublemaker's Jig.
It seems like you've done everything. You've played on the Great Wall, you've met the Pope. How do you keep your enthusiasm going so vibrantly?
I suppose I always put it down to the music, you know, which I inherited. I got my grandfather, my mother, my father, everybody were musicians, and there was always that, it's just like part of my life, my whole being, you know. I don't think I could exist without it, you know. It's just every day there's something to do with music, the Chieftains, or some things I'm doing myself. Like 2 weeks ago I got this award from the National Arts Club in New York, which is a big deal, a big gold medal for lifetime achievement. I get really nervous about lifetime achievement awards. But Mayor Bloomberg gave me the key of the city and named 27th of January Paddy Maloney Day for New York, which was a great honour. And there was video tributes came in from Bono and from Sting and Michael Flatley. He was in Germany, so he sent this lovely video. And Liam Neeson and people like that, you know, they all did a little bit, and I was very honoured. But as you say, this keeps you going, you know, all of that. And what I love and I would miss so much is getting on that stage. I hate the preparation, though, you know, the travel and getting in and doing the sound checks and all that kind of stuff and the hotels. And that's always a hassle if you're doing a city every day, you know, a different city every day. But then you sit down on the stage and, you know, you just pours out, you know, and that really is something I love. And I'm getting across the message that I planned to do 50 years ago. And that was the message of this great folk art, this great music that needs to be heard all over the world.
Our chance to hear the Chieftains is Sunday night at Walton Arts Center. The concert is scheduled to begin at 7. I talked with Paddy Maloney earlier this month before the latest North American tour for the band began. As you might imagine, he has plenty of wonderful stories to tell, and you can hear him talk about playing at the wedding of Elvis Costello and Diana Krall at Elton John's house and encouraging Paul McCartney to dance at our webpage, ozarksatlarge.com. The name of the latest Chieftain CD is San Patricio. And if you'd like to hear stories about the inspiration for the album, you can go to iTunes and download a free 4-part podcast about the music and the history behind it. This is Ozarks at Large.